Germany's Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer arrives here in Washington today for meetings with Bush administration officials amid a developing scandal surrounding him at home. German prosecutors will investigate whether Fischer committed perjury while testifying as a character witness at a murder trial in Frankfurt last month. During the testimony, Fischer denied having housed a former terrorist in his apartment in the early 1970s, despite evidence that may prove otherwise. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin.
Since the middle of January, Joschka Fischer's been saying sorry for participating in violent demonstrations back in his youth. Most recently, the foreign minister apologized on the floor of the German parliament.
Ich habe damals Unrecht getan.
I have done wrong, and I must apologize to all the people who were affected. I have apologized in the past, but here again I offer my apologies.
Last month, a magazine released an old photo of the young Fischer taking part in a left-wing demo in the early 1970s. There, in black and white, stood a helmeted Joschka Fischer, clutching a baton over a cowering police officer. The now silver-haired foreign minister and leading member of the German Green Party met with the former cop last month to offer his apologies. At the same time, Fischer was called to testify as a character witness in the trial of Hans-Joachim Klein, a former terrorist who was involved in a 1975 attack on OPEC oil ministers that left three people dead in Vienna. Fischer knew Klein back in the late 1960s and early 70s. They hung out in a group that reads like a veritable who's who of radical 1970s activism. Daniel Cohen-Bendit, leader of the 68 Paris student revolts, shared a flat with Fischer back then. One night, they invited another young radical, Marguerite Schiller, to crash on the couch for a few nights. But Schiller wasn't only a left-wing activist, she was a member of the outlawed terror organization, the Red Army Brigade. Fischer denied having met Schiller while testifying at the trial of Hans-Joachim Klein. A few weeks later, Fischer admitted to a reporter that he may have met her, but couldn't remember. So last week, prosecutors in Western Germany decided to open an investigation into whether Fischer lied on the witness stand. Now, members of the opposition Conservative Party are sharpening their knives.
If it really is a lie, I think then he cannot remain in his office.
Friedbert Pfluger is a leading member of the Christian Democratic Party. Over the weekend, the lower house of parliament agreed to allow prosecutors to carry out the investigation. MPs in Germany are normally immune from public prosecution. Fischer, who's managed to avoid the media all weekend, clumsily brushed off questions about the perjury allegations at a brief news conference on Friday that was designed to address French-German relations. One reporter asked whether he plans to resign. Fischer said it was out of the question. Fischer told the reporter, "We can do a little question and answer dance for the camera, but you've had your question, you have your answer, now let's move on to the issue of French-German relations." But Fischer may face yet another problem, that he didn't fess up to participating in a meeting of the Palestine Liberation Organization in Algiers in 1969, back when it was labeled a terrorist organization. Fischer was present during a reading of a resolution calling for the destruction of the State of Israel. At first, he said he attended the meeting for less than an hour. Later, he retracted the comment. MPs like Friedbert Pfluger are furious.
One has to imagine what it meant in 69 to just attend a PLO conference. The PLO at that time wanted to destroy the State of Israel. In my point of view, that's not peanuts. And he's not revealing those things.
On Friday, Edmund Stoiber, leader of the Conservative Christian Social Union, also expressed concern over Fischer's attendance at the PLO conference.
Ein deutscher Außenminister.
Considering our special history, I don't think it's appropriate for a German foreign minister to have taken part in a PLO meeting in the past, especially when the PLO advocated the destruction of the State of Israel.
And Stoiber has joined a chorus of leading opposition figures who are calling on Fischer to consider taking a leave of absence until the investigation is over. Fischer so far has given no indication that he'll comply with the request. Besides, the foreign minister continues to enjoy high favorability ratings in public opinion polls, but those high ratings may not last too long. In an editorial over the weekend, the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung wrote, "A foreign minister who is caught telling falsehoods is a liability." Things are looking dangerous for Mr. Fischer. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.